What'd you bring?
I don't know if you've heard of a store called Bargain Hunt. There's one in Hamilton, among other places. Now they set carry protectors with Bluetooth headset built in.
Nice.
Brand. It's a real hearing protector, and it's a real headset. So you could listen to your tunes while you cut the grass, and if the phone rings, you can hear it. May have to stop them over so they can hear you.
Okay, how much?
I think I paid 30, 40.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. What's the name of this place?
Bargain Hunt.
Bargain Hunt.
There's it's a store here. There's it, one in Miami's.
Okay, so it's a brick and mortar.
Yeah.
Okay.
There used to be one in Tri County, but they said they had closed as a landlord.
Landlords be like that.
Yeah. The other thing. Turn your Android into a TV.
Oh, sweet. How do you hook an antenna to that little thing? Adapter cable?
We'll give you a couple of things. The little one and the little mast.
Okay.
And of course, you need to download an app, which I haven't done. But they have these, they do these bin sales where they get the big Gaylord size groupings of stuff that are almost all returns. There's other stores around that do Amazon returns also. There's one on Big Sea Highway in Fairfields.
Yeah,
I forget their name. The bins start out on Friday at $7 an item.
Yeah.
And on the next Monday, they go down to $5. On Wednesday, they go down to $3. And on the Friday, $1 a piece. There's stuff I'll take a chance on for $1 that
sure
I wouldn't pay $7 for.
There's one of those up in Franklin on 73 there. I got a...
Is it?
Used to be an IGA. If you're going up 75, turn toward Franklin proper on 73. There's a dip, and there used to be an IGA on the south side of the road there, and it's in there.
Big business buying Amazon returns and
reselling.
Got to go somewhere. Crap. Sometimes it's crap.
Oftentimes it's crap.
That's why it's returning.
Yep. Boss didn't wipe it. Boss said he wiped it. Bosses be bosses. So, what has this got on it? Looks 10. It is. And it's kind of snappy, so I have to assume this has an SSD in it.
I have a laptop that came with Windows Vista on it. And
I sympathize.
Yeah,
that's what this game is.
That's why I brought that up. Wow. And it had a spinning disk hard drive, and it was not snappy.
No,
on two accounts.
It is amazing how. Why does that keep doing? That is not my machine. Oh, this does have wireless.
There's a wireless symbol on the icon on the edge here. Is that a switch?
Could be. I figure that.
No, it's a plug. No, okay. It's one for headphones, and the other must be that icon must be the speaker output.
Yeah, I think so.
What happened?
In keeping with the holiday, I seem to have nicked my nose with the razor this morning.
Oh, that one's painful.
Well, the dollar stores carry styptic pencils. I don't do that often, but when I do it, there's kind of nothing else that...
That's why I use a sander.
So it's 120 gigs. I have to assume that that's
a 128
NVMe or the SSD. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, good. It works. Touch screen works, and it beeps
does
when you touch it.
Support touch screen?
Mine does.
I've never had a touch screen machine. An iPad. So.
I've got a little Dell. Extreme rugged that's a touch screen and it has no problems at all.
Cool.
SDMMC.
Question.
Always.
Raspberry Pi.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of ours lost her IT tech son cancer. And I'm selling some stuff off that he had.
One of which
are two Raspberry Pi 4Bs.
Okay.
And trying to determine whether they were good or not, because I can't ask him. One of them boots fine without a
SD card.
SD card. It just shows you the text.
Mm-hmm.
The other one does not.
Okay.
Now, RPI config shows you stuff on the hard drive or on the SD card, right?
No. Well, sort of. RPI config configures the Pi, among other things. It configures how it boots. It can boot from the network. It can boot from an HTTP server far, far away. I can give you a Pi with nothing in it that I've pre-configured that downloads its boot image from my server at my house, as long as I can put it up on a website. And we've both got bandwidth. It's pretty impressive and quick.
Right, but so my point is the machine okay? Is it something I can legitimately sell without fear that I'm hoisting all the problem on somebody?
Yeah.
How do I get it to boot without the...
It always tries to boot the SD card first.
Right.
So get the Raspi Writer, well, I forget what it's called, and create an SD card for it. And it should boot off of that.
It does.
Okay. Do both of them?
Yes.
Then they're good. I mean, honestly, that's as far as you've got to take it. There's got to be some other storage on the one, though, because you would notice if it was booting off of a network.
I know it boots because you can tell from the LEDs.
Oh, you don't have a display hooked up to it?
I do. I hook up a display to it.
Okay.
Nothing shows up without an SD card. Oh. Nothing shows up on the display.
That's proper.
I'm sorry?
That's proper.
That's why does the other one show something when you boot it up without an SD card?
Because he set it up to do net boot or boot off of a USB. There's a lot of things you can configure, but they're not the different behavior. You have to actually write changes to a little EEPROM on the Raspberry Pi motherboard.
Right. How do I do that? RPI config?
Yeah, Raspi config.
Okay, so I just haven't found it in Raspi config yet.
Yeah, and you may need a newer one. If you're using an older SD card, it may not recognize all of the options. Because every time they release a new version of the Raspberry Pi, it does more stuff. They release a new version of a Raspi config. So if you've got an SD card from a Raspberry Pi 3 that was current at the time, it won't see all the things that a 4 can do unless you update it and then restart. And you may have to update Raspi config separately. I'm not certain of that.
So my next trip, I've got an SD card with the very latest and greatest version as of yesterday.
Okay.
And I've updated that. So that my next trick is I need to make sure Raspi config is updated. And then I need to go poking through Raspi config to figure out where in there the setting is. I just want to make sure that if, when I sell it, I'm not.
And how much are you asking for?
I go look on eBay and see what they were going for, because that's what I've been selling them for. There's two of them. They're fours. 4B plus, you know.
They're in a case?
Not in a case. Not in a case. I'll stick a SD card with them. I was figuring I'd install the OS to sell them and go on from there.
I'd be interested.
Yeah. I already bought a 5 and I'm still looking for 4s.
Mm. Yeah, I'm on the list for a 5, but
yeah, mine hasn't shown up. Who'd you buy yours through?
I put my name on the list too. It wasn't Pi Hut, it was
Chicago Electric.
No, it was whoever was on one of the sites on the website for Raspberry Pi.
Chicago Electric.
Chicago Electric is not it. But sure, I'll look something up. I'll look up a price. I'll call you. Save me shipping and eBay costs.
Split
them. Bring it next month.
Yeah. Yeah, I can almost guarantee you. You could start a bidding.
Okay. Yeah, they're hard to find right now.
What is boot menu?
There's also a couple of BeagleBoards, one of which I've been able to sell. The other one is an old one. It's a 2012 because it's Rev 85A. But that's kind of interesting.
Holy crap. This thing doesn't support boot from USB.
There's not a certain.
Nope. It has a floppy group, a CD-ROM group, maybe a hard drive group.
I'm going to say maybe in the network group.
Advanced.
I was looking at the machine days ago. Windows 10. Desktop. It was in airplane mode.
Okay. That took a while to figure out, huh?
did all the things they asked me to do, and nothing worked. Three old machines. From the center replacement.
I kind of settled on Dell laptops because they support Linux well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them all the 3-year lease for a good price. And stick an SSD in them and you're good to go if they don't have one already.
I've got a laptop that I'd like to. I need to put it in.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
You need to put.
It's a Dell Vostra. I need to put a SSD just because it's a little slow, but it's an okay machine and it's small. And it's about maybe 20% bigger than the cheap one from Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a 2010 era Latitude, and I like the screen. It's a higher screen. It's not one of the wide, narrow screens.
1280 by 1024, probably.
No, it's like 1090 by 900, something like that.
Okay.
And it's got an i5. It's got no webcam. But I read the news on it with the table every morning.
Yeah.
It's got, I put an SSD with Linux Mint on it, with Mint Latte on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I figure this thing would run pretty well.
This sucker is 13 years old.
This is probably up to, I like diagnostic tools powered by PC Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
PC Doctor hasn't been a thing for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, does anyone want a touch screen thing that won't boot from a thumb drive?
Does it have a DVD?
Yes, it does.
So you could install off a DVD.
It's one of those odd ones that the slot loader doesn't have a tray. You just push it in. I hate
those. That's always scary.
Trust me, I worked for them for 34 years. If it's an HP, it's an odd one. By definition. That doesn't mean it's bad, but it will be odd.
It is a surprisingly heavy machine. I got to give that.
The older ones were better built than the current ones.
Well, I've dropped this one twice.
Yeah.
So.
That's a selling point.
Yeah.
But it looks like one that would be good for use in a kitchen or something.
Yeah, it's a touch screen.
That's what you were saying. It's touch screen, and it's.
So the BIOS doesn't let you pick.
It will. It tries to start from a floppy first, then from an optical disk, and then from a hard drive. USB is not an option.
Interesting.
Which not that I saw. I mean, you're the HP guy.
Well, the stuff we were using was where the workstations run an HP Basic. 4 gigs of RAM.
Which, with Mate or XFCE would be great.
It's fine. But just playing Ubuntu would be.
I can't get back to Ubuntu.
I haven't either. That's not the point.
Why have you gotten away from it?
It's weird.
It's always back a few.
Well, no. Honestly, I mean, now I'm playing with Linux Mint Debian Edition. I found out on that laptop, if you put in LMDE6 and then switch it over to SID, the code name for it is Bookworm, and that's a stable release. SID is kind of a rolling release for Debian, and it's always unstable. The names are all Toy Story characters, and SID was kind of unstable. So hence SID, but it's brand new. You can install a 6.5 kernel in SID, but anything 6.2 and above sees all of the chips in that.
This is the one that I screwed up.
Yeah, probably.
Well, it didn't see the wireless, so I had to buy a wireless dongle. And then, it had been weeks and weeks, and I normally don't do this, but I had to make that Monday call. I forgot my damn password. But the problem was I'm the system administrator. And yeah, I know he gave me directions by phone that I haven't followed yet.
So now
it's cracked.
I got to ask, how do you get into the BIOS? Is it
F10?
F10?
Yep.
By the time you get home, you don't have time to do shit for yourself. You're like,
get some sleep. Maintenance done and get some sleep.
Yep, 10. escape boot menu.
People are not found. Press escape to continue.
That is my favorite error ever. I love that one.
It was press F1.
I've seen that at any key as well on that one. But
there's to be companies that made key covers in the key.
Yep.
So escape.
You said escape.
Escape. Okay.
Speaking of hardware, could anyone use a 70-inch LCD screen?
Damn.
Somebody use a...
Is it just the screen?
It is a monitor, not a TV.
Well, everything. So there's
how big is it?
Plug into that.
70-inch diagonal. I removed it from a PJ Maxx. It's an NEC digital signage monitor.
That worked
in. 4 kilobucks when new.
Yeah.
You turn it on and you can faintly see the splash screen. Sitting in my trailer and I haven't.
You may have been right about it. Not booting from.
No, it will eventually come up. It's just, this is USB 2. All the way. 2.0.
HDMI and a CD.
Well, she's better 1.1.
USB, wasn't that your Ventoid?
Yeah, it did the initial stuff.
Okay, so it base level works, but getting beyond it is painful?
I think it's just slow.
Painful.
Sounds like this monitor could work with your security system.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
There it goes.
I've got the camera system set up, and I went out and bought a 4K TV because everything else I had before was too low res for 4K cameras that are in the system.
What's the old joke about accessing gigabytes through CUNY-bond?
I'm working on a 40-inch display right now. But yeah, having something dedicated just to that system and not having a smart TV as a monitor typically.
Yeah,
I don't have a place to. I'll have to. It's entertaining. So it may need the backlight, or it may just need the phone because, per the manual, if it's too hot internally, it cranks down the brightness.
And
the cooling slots were choked with dust from retail clothing. So it may be fine.
I spent 5 years in a clothing store and we vacuumed every day. You could set it, you're vacuuming that side and I'm vacuuming this side. I was like, hasn't done his side yet because there was always snow on the carpet. Damn, that's just incredible amounts. And of course, I worked in an office and you get gobs of paper dust, but in a clothing store with new clothes.
Expected.
Oh, yeah.
Brightness controls and stuff.
Scary dust.
Mm-hmm.
There are, of course, it gets little events. And I think the touch screen is actually infrared around the edges. It sticks out about that far.
The closet. And there's a so red, it's not capacitive.
I don't think so.
And anytime somebody opens that door.
Which means cleaning it. It's much easier.
You need to clean it, and I wonder if you need a different driver.
Like, one of the coolest things I ever saw, and this is when I was like 10 or 12 years old. I was with my dad.
Before they all back.
Over in Western Hills, there was a Sears store, and we were in there, and they had a Xerox home computer. It was a fax machine, a paperless fax machine. You could just display it on the screen, and it was a touch screen,
kind of carpet like,
and it had a telephone on it. You could make video calls and stuff.
And it was just inside.
It had an icon for cleaning the screen. And when you did, as you were cleaning, a little guy on the screen was cleaning the other side of it. It was hilarious. It was beautiful.
Light a match.
The one I got a kick out of was one of the board test guys I worked with. The in-circuit testers ran all HPUFs.
Okay.
And he showed me this window on the screen, which is black and white. Window on the screen. And when he moved it, a bunch of cockroaches would shut around under and then hide underneath it again.
Yep. I remember that was a program called Roach.
I smell something burning. I kept telling them they need to turn on the air conditioning in that room. They do now have the AC on in there.
You don't want the codex in it.
No, I don't care.
Hi there.
Oh, yeah.
They'll install themselves later.
Off of the kitchen. It's like, ooh, good idea. Have a commercial kitchen. Yeah.
Perfect.
There is no cool place in there.
It asks that like four times if you use Ventoy.
Yeah, what's. I'm going to say, yeah. What always scares me is the cold stores. Our MDF room doesn't have to have a cable in the machine. If it ever was configured to get a little cooler than the store, or scary, rip up all my clothes now, hot, and go in there and say, oh, it's always like that. Well, you should talk to facilities and get the chance.
Well, I've
OBME should be the default.
A lot of places, a lot of small places will have an individual air conditioner just for the IT closet. Mm-hmm. So you don't fry this stuff. Well, why would you do it? Because it doesn't like heat.
These are not military grade.
It's just.
Oh, so you want to look up the little chart that shows for every 10 degree temperature change, how much it cuts down the life.
I don't know. Google did a big study on that. And they run their data center hot.
Yeah.
They actually turn the air conditioning up to let people in because they're basically shipping containers that have nothing but power in, network in, and water in and out. And they run those things at 115, 120 degrees. Mm-hmm. Always.
Are these designed for that? Or are these off the shelf?
They're commodity motherboards.
Okay. That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Or, you know, can you get away with the California solder stuff that is just junk?
Oh, no.
Does anyone else read the register?
Yes.
I have, but not recently.
They do a column on
I'm
Friday
really curious about the touch screen not working.
Discuss their misadventures.
Let's try Cinnamon. Cinnamon has different sets of drivers.
And sometimes the comments are more interesting than the actual.
This is Monte.
A lot of places.
This is
just straight comments.
It was a comment I read
at the point of install. It's hard to tell the difference.
Yeah,
I think it was something to do with broken pipes. It's a data center for a major healthcare company in Louisville, so it had to be done. Very fresh, it comes from limestone springs. And why this is important, somebody told the story of some years back where a broken pipe had flooded the data center in the basement. And for whatever reason, their backup site was warped.
Always hurt.
This stuff kept running because the water was so pure. So they're running cables out windows to exfiltrate data to, you know, the power didn't blow or any of that. And the equipment kept running, and they were able to successfully
But someone needed. Still needs to be fired over that. The fact that they didn't have a working backup.
Nobody has a working backup. Nobody has a working backup.
It's a theory, not practice.
Everybody has 97% of what they need, but nobody has a complete working backup. I'll
because you
die on that bill.
Because you have users involved and they never put their shit where it's supposed to be. And like the people with specialty who are backing up their shortcuts instead of the actual item. I made visuals for that. I was showing the difference between the shortcut icon and the real icon. If you want to drag it in here before Monday, and I was showing the shortcut with the folded corner.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Interesting. That
I don't know how well I did on that lecture, but
on to the forums.
I had a similar problem with the Dell laptop. I got cooperative with earlier versions of Linux. It recognized the touchscreen, and they didn't even know put Windows on. They didn't have drivers from Dell. But then I've noticed in more current OSs from Linux, it's no longer functioning. I'm wondering if it's just the chipset for that.
Could
everything
be.
Else is just gone legacy.
There's that driver thing.
Driver manager.
I wasn't paying attention. I take it down to setting and let it boot.
Yes. Drivers. You knew.
Just I'm looking forward to drivers.
Interesting. It has a brightness control here, and it doesn't. Oh, yeah. There we go.
At this point, I don't even know whose ringtones are whose. I got a new phone. Is there supposed to be totally getting rid of 4G? I already had to change phone companies once due to that. Well, carriers. I'm with Straight Talk, and I had to change from AT&T to Verizon through Straight Talk. And they're supposed to be getting rid of 4G in the next 2 months. It's like, well, I'll go get myself a damn 5G phone.
No.
I've had notifications that it will be gone. Well, I forget whether it's November or January.
Okay, is there a difference between 4G and 4G LTE?
Yes.
Okay. My wife's friend had to change her handset because Verizon was taken away, plain old 4G.
I don't know if it's 4G LTE, or I think it was. But
says no drivers needed.
But I was like, hey, I'll get a new one. And even though they were both Samsungs, normally I do okay when I transfer from one to the next. This time it didn't bring a lot of my settings. And I mean, if I don't know you, it doesn't ring. I may assign you a ringtone, and it's like, then it'll ring.
Sound of silence.
But it's like, oopsies.
Next generation.
Yeah.
I think he's talking actually.
At one point, Duncan said they took his phone away at school because he had set his ringtone to sound silence and it wasn't. And I never did find out whether he was being serious or just headband. Does anyone want a odd little? Oh, this one just defaults to a race.
It is so cute. It just looks kitchenable.
Great. I miss it.
My ringtones to old Nokia, which
nobody else uses these days. I always know when it's mine.
I have different ones for different people, but I haven't found all of them yet.
What is the difference between LVM and non-LVM?
So LVM is logical volume management. It's a thing pushed by Red Hat. And it is
when we're in restaurants,
very cool.
It'll call you.
You can you can say, I want to use LVM to control these four disks and turn them into a RAID 5 with a spare. And then you plug in another drive and say, I want to use LVM to join these virtual drive with this one and expand your space easily and stuff.
It's very convenient for any the file system of my
the carrots are the fat pasture.
Mm-hmm.
So Austin Powers. Yeah, if you're running out of space in your home drive, you can add another drive. Say that one's LVM too, and join it to this partition.
When you're sitting there waiting for the next drive to call you,
instead of using the RAID client from the
if you're using RAID and you go from one drive to two, and you have to copy everything off, and it's create the RAID set, and copy it back. Get this one. Now, if you had a third drive,
we were in a restaurant.
You can convert it to RAID 1.0. Sort of, it'll be degraded. You can add a fourth drive and make it full 1.0.
Yes, I like that.
But you can't convert it to 5. You have to copy everything off and put it back. With LVM, you can do those things. You can change from one version of RAID to another. And technically, you're still copying things off.
That's
but you're just saying this particular drive is degraded.
Okay.
We're going to copy it back later, and the copy is effectively instant because you tell it you're part of this LVM, and the kernel can access that data, and it then redistributes it in the background.
I thought I remembered that I've tried LVM on a couple of installs, and it wouldn't for some reason.
What'd you say it was?
There's one of the file systems that shouldn't be
ButterFS.
ButterFS shouldn't be used in anything. But yeah, BTRFS has issues with LVM. And PS for touch screen.
Okay.
What you do with the old bottles and stuff, you know. And it's probably kind of traded by
some glass, some plastic. Chris? It's still that?
Still no.
Shape.
That is the old spice. Weird.
How's the patient over there?
Yeah, it's loading okay, but the touch screen still isn't working. I think part of that is that it's not a actual touch screen. I think it's infrared. It's got a little red edge all the way around it.
Huh.
So you just break that field and it determines that to be a touch? Huh. You think somebody would have scratched the kernel?
Oh, they probably did, and then it just fell out of the kernel. They've removed a lot of drivers from the kernel. Kernel 4 was twice as big as kernel 5 because it supported so much stuff. Even if it wasn't obvious, I got nothing else.
So you say it's relatively simple to get this back to being me, even though I don't have a... I don't know me. It's like, oops.
Did you encrypt the...
Oh, no.
Okay. Why not?
This shit might happen like this.
I don't know.
How many times have I come to you for a password recovery? I don't. Just, but normally, there's places I put passwords that I need. But this one somehow escaped. It's like, I can't get there.
That's what my partner's putting up with.
hold down shift. It brings up the boot menu. Select recovery mode, and shortly it'll log you in as root.
So on those, the boot is shit. Okay.
That's part of Grub.
Oh, okay. That's not the hardware. I got it.
If you could get the 70-inch monitor to work with it, that would be good for your sister-in-law.
Her not her password twice.
So, new password.
That little feature is why you should encrypt your drive, because it is abysmally easy to get to root login.
Okay.
So if you set root password, at least it asks you for that. The second time I dropped this thing this morning, it was on my glasses.
Authentication token manipulation error, password unchanged.
Doesn't they use the same password?
No, because it didn't take that as a password when I tried.
Maybe I've got root mounted read only.
It's one of my defaults. Yeah, I know you're not supposed to read.
No, it says it's read write. No, passwords don't match. That's what it said above with you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
There, it's just asking for the password. I just hit enter too many times.
How the hell do I know it's not a valid password, by the way?
Well, I said this one up. Password. So, does anyone want this thing?
It's curious. I'm not sure. Okay. With it.
You ain't going to use it as a tablet. Reboot.
Okay.
Just type reboot and hit enter.
Does it work for solitaire? Oh, sore subject. I know.
I have solitaire and CLI. Called Soul.
He was mentioning his mother and the machine
mm-hmm.
version of Windows she wants doesn't have the solitaire she wants. And she used to have an address book decades ago that he had to find a way to carry forward a few operating systems later. Because that's the one that I use.
You're planning on getting rid of the touchscreen or all in one?
Yeah. I don't have room or the desire.
Well,
I'm trying to get rid of all of my desktops except for one. Because we're going to move in 2 years. And
yeah, you
downsize.
Trying to get yourself out.
The other thing I'm trying to get rid of is a complete black and white dark room.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
No.
Are you talking about dark room like a photographic film?
Yeah. Yep. That's getting hard to find.
What's the difference between black and white dark room and color?
Chemistry.
Chemistry
and the head on the enlarger
and the lights,
a color enlarger. You've got all this filtering,
yeah,
to adjust the color. Black and white, you don't. Much simpler. So this one has a cold light head. It's a fluorescent head, so it doesn't get hot and buckle the film.
Like
call something like.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been to that place. I haven't talked to them.
Maybe they can.
They have a warehouse of people's.
There is an APUG group on the net, Analog Photography Users Group.
You know about them.
My mother worked for Norton Photography for years.
The board members and there at all.
That
was only two.
It was a fun hobby.
Yeah. Well, some of my figures were aged out.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of situation. It's cool.
Well, when I turned in the thing on Frank's embezzling to the board, it seemed to disappear after that. You don't want to be a member of a nonprofit. Someone's embezzling around so much money.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not even how much money anybody.
I was in there a few months ago, and somebody told me that they had a bill or a lawsuit from the state, apparently. We owed like $42,000 of my sales tax that I haven't remitted to the state.
Oh, I believe that.
Time to go by there. Surprised the light's still on.
Yeah,
it's a damn shame, too.
Yes.
Who's this?
Cincinnati Computer Cooperative.
Oh.
I bought something from them not long ago. Everybody needs a Sun Microsoft.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh my.
That's in my garage right now.
So that's why you couldn't get rid of this, is because, well.
That's cool. You can use it as an end table.
So that thing has four processors in it. Each one is in a module. And the memory chips for this thing are the size of my hand. They're huge. It has three power supplies, 220 volts or 240, whatever. Split phase. I'll never plug it in.
I was going to say, would you run Sun?
Oh, yeah. It'll run Solaris. It'll run
Solaris is what I was trying.
Open Solaris. It will run Next. And about 20 different OSs are available for it. I have a full set of Sun disks for it, even.
One of the SEs I used to work with pulled an HP UX desktop unit out of a dumpster.
I'm sorry, I lost the last
systems engineer I used to know at HP pulled an HP UX workstation, a desktop workstation, out of a dumpster.
Nice.
Lots of
ran fine.
Like 63.
Yeah, they were at, when I was at Siemens. Yeah. We were throwing out a bunch of Sun equipment. This came from Siemens.
They were still running Sun.
Oh yeah, they are still running Sun. Hold on.
Speaking of still running, so
$275
nice. Unit days.
Cool.
At a 66, 67.
I think it's older, but Lawrence probably remembers then.
We got a couple.
What is that? Oh, the Ford Falcon wagon.
Oh, that.
I was expecting to keep those running.
Wagon.
Wow.
Around and looking at.
Those are old IRIX boxes.
Yeah.
SGI.
Were they using them for engineering software?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Siemens' big product was software called NX, at least for my company or my office. And NX, yeah, it's CAD stuff. The reason that Siemens bought that building, they bought the company, was SDRC. And the data that SDRC had.
Is it Milford?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. That's where I was building.
Yeah, I told them to call you when the elevators didn't work. They didn't listen. But
I was the HP district sales manager for Motorola.
Remember the kayaks?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was there when we were selling Motorola workstations, or trying to. Yeah.
Those were on people's desks still.
Wow. And they and then HP bought Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
So they bought the account because Motorola was an Apollo account. The other thing they were selling was microwave design software because they'd written it for their own use. And then they started selling it to other people. It was good stuff.
That makes sense. Company purchases here in Cincinnati. They have nothing to do with the
computers. Okay.
Everyone's listening to you.
Come on. Your computer thinks it's September 9th, 2022, which prevents Firefox from connecting securely. Bite me! I can't connect to the library. Because I
is there a, an advanced
my, is it down here? It has to be right.
Restart. Just restart. The software clock hasn't caught up with the hardware clock yet.
Okay. It will.
But so Siemens bought SDRC to get their material deformation data.
Mm-hmm.
Into their CAD software so that you could design a piece of sheet metal and know how much it would deform when a dog stepped on it, whatever. And yeah, they kept all the hardware that SDRC had had just because SDRC had been selling software to do material stuff. They rolled the two together and supported all of the hardware. They support Windows 7, Windows 10,
Ranchero,
Red Hat, Enterprise, 6, 7, 8, 9, SUSE, 12, 13, 14, 15, Solaris going back forever. I mean, it was surprising to me how much stuff they had to cross-compile. It took about 2.5 weeks to compile a single version of NX. That was on developer machines, which were HP Z4s with, stop that, whatever you're doing. HP Z4s with, the high-end Intel processors, the Xeons.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had dual Xeons. I mean, I had one kid that they hired from Ireland, paid him to come over here and said, pick a box. And his desktop machine had 128 cores. 256 threads, and he was running what we called Slide, the Siemens Linux integrated desktop environment. It was based on CentOS 7 with parts of it updated to CentOS 8. It was pretty impressive. It was a fun toy. I used to run stuff on his machine if he wasn't going to be in.
Oh, did they still have the vibration plate thing where you throw a car on there and shake it?
Take the thing out.
It'll just ignore it. What? Why is my mouse back on the screen? I wonder.
It's still up there. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I thought there was a mall to jump on.
Yeah, I thought it was a fly.
I do enjoy Ventoy. It was one of the coolest pieces of software I played with for a while. And
what?
I have it in a lot of places. This is my fastest Ventoy. Plug it in for USB-C, and this thing writes at about 120 megabytes per second. Okay.
who manufactured that one.
No, I didn't.
Well, the reason I asked was looking over the email I got from Microcenter promoting, and I think SanDisk having a twin pack of those. It's a 1.128. Yeah, I was doing a price comparison with the 256.
Yeah. Oh, wait. But it beeps.
Yeah.
Huh. So the hardware is working. It's just that the OS doesn't know about it yet. Okay, well, let's see. What do we need to do?
Is that the equivalent of a keyboard buffer there chirping when you touch the screen?
Column during the week. Puts up used car for sale they find on the internet and have people vote on whether that's a good price or not.
Oh,
they have a Falcon, an Australian Falcon,
last week. HP Pavilion.
Something.
Oh,
with a, I think a.
And it surprises me that it's a Pavilion. NC701AA.
I don't know what was it built for. But we are talking about getting the sound of this ball in there, right? Which, you know, the difference between an American bison and an Australian bison.
Heard of an Australian bison, but I'll bite.
American bison is getting big and hairy and smells bad. Australian bison is where you wash your hands of me.
Hey.
Oh dear. Simple points. Well, it's what? Clean.
What do you call a wreath made of hundred elephant? A wreath of thankfulness.
Good points.
Let's get rid of some of this.
460.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all like a temple.
Motors brought some of the Australian designs to the U.S. One of the last Pontiacs, the G5, that started out as a Holden design.
There's a lot of people still driving Pontiacs out there. They're still on the road.
At least the footage you saw in the house that was not driving the transport that the sponsor bothers. But I'm assuming it's still on the road.
Damn. It looks like
a little puzzle of mine brought up to see it down the hill and drop it.
There's space in the garage for that?
Yep. There's space.
And that means your sister got a lot of stuff out.
Yeah, we got quite a few things moved on the last yard sale. I hinted at anybody that was interested. But yeah, we may do one in November. There's still things to find. Because we don't have a big rush to clear out 50 years of stuff and a lot of plant butter and water. And not enough. Even things are great. It's more damage.
Hey, the camera works. That's actually not bad. Good depth of field. Must be a pinhole.
Yeah, that's good. Time period.
It's even aimed slightly down.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
works well with the way it was set up, where somebody is sitting at a desk.
What I was recommending for people who are not sure they want the camera, use a Band-Aid over the camera hole. Because the pad will stick to it. What?
Where's that at? Works well.
Yeah, that then you have to clean it off if you.
It's a slider. It's still in there.
Yeah. You know, huh?
And it also. Probably feel more comfortable. Where is it? Something in Munich in the purchase
model.
It definitely is blocking the port.
Was that how Leibniz's worked?
I'm sorry?
Is that how Leibniz made the first slide rule?
I don't know. They look more like 20th century variations. Okay. Of them. I don't know. I don't know when the first one was created.
1642 was the first mechanical calculator.
Indiana.
But I know Leibniz invented the first slide rule, and I don't know when.
He's got a flag.
Have to be late.
My guess is he bought it out of a farm somewhere.
Yeah. They both invented calculus differently.
He did. I used to go running with this.
What do you think? But my name is papers.
His name GA.
Nobody can read the handwriting. I know it is.
Look behind. Yes, it is. You recognize the back end of it, is what you're saying. There's no body work on it, but yeah, I recognize the bits. The guy's. Back into the guy's trailer and the indie logos.
MG trailer? So,
it was a car I bought. Or less part. This guy's son. More dollars than cents. He got in the star and lost interest in it.
Almost done. Click the continue to installation button and follow.
Oh, shit.
And then on a shed, and it's in shed in his dad's property. It's a brand new wiring harness. Sitting in his bag for the car. It was thick and part.
Okay, they're.
It had compression in all four cylinders, so I said, well,
first one was developed, they claimed, by Edmund Gunter of Oxford in 1620. Shortly after John Napier's publication, the concept of the law. In 1622, William Outred of Cambridge combined two handheld Gunter rules to make a device that is recognizably the modern slide rule.
Mm-hmm. I worked in a place that had a sand blasters, a lot of those little metal things that
cleaned up
in lunch times.
I'm just copy and pasting from a website because I don't really care whether it works or not.
Both my grandfathers carried slide rules in their pocket protectors. Mm-hmm. So I don't know which type who had.
Yeah.
I've still got the Dietzen log Duke.
Mm-hmm.
The vector one, the big one that my uncle gave me when I started school.
The aluminum one or the
no, this was not bamboo. This was mahogany, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The bamboo ones tended to stick.
I noticed. We got mine somewhere.
I gave the one I carried most of the time was a 6-incher in my pocket, and I gave that to my grandson.
This was my calculator.
I'm sorry?
This was my calculator.
Yes.
Is that a slide rule in your pocket, or are you happy to see it?
Woo!
Ahead. Oh, and then the calculators came along. And a lot of the guys were buying HP, but I held out until the TI came down to under $200.
I was selling for HP in the early 70s when the 35 came out. Mm-hmm. They gave each of us a 35 as a demo and said, if you can sell 15 of these, we'll let you keep it. We sold 15, and what we did.
That shouldn't have been hard.
Oh, are you kidding? It was nonsense.
What and they we were did, about $400 at the time.
They went like bucks. They went like hotcakes.
Yeah.
I went in, I was at Motorola or at Magnavox in Fort Wayne. I'm selling semiconductors for them at that point, talking to a couple of design people. And one of the guys said, do you have one of these 35s? And I said, yeah. He said, could you show it to a friend of mine? He'd like to see it. And I thought, a chance to meet somebody else, you know, in the design. By the time I got to the room, there were 30 people there.
Oh, my.
The word was out. And what
He's got the toy.
And what we did in the office was we just drew straws to have the sales engineer's name set up. And then, you know, as the orders came in, they just went through the sidebar because there was no way to figure out who sold which one.
Yeah. They sold themselves.
Our high school physics teacher got a deal set up that if we can get like 10 people interested, they could get whatever the current TI was at the time, a significant discount. You had to pay ahead of time and it would be delivered in 2 or 3 months. But by the time the delivery day came around, you could walk into Shillitoe's and get the same thing for like $10 or $20 less than the people that prepaid. Mm-hmm. And didn't have to wait for it.
That hurts.
Yeah.
My dad bought one in 68. It had little bitty Nixie tubes, weighed about 2.5 pounds, 4 functions. He paid $400 for it, but he used it to go out into the warehouse when somebody asked him for a quote. He could run it off on this thing and not have to go back to his desk.
I had a Commodore calculator.
Yeah.
That was very cool. It was the size of a cassette recorder, literally.
Yeah.
And it had 8 C-size nickel metal hydride batteries in it.
Would have been NiCad in that day.
NiCad, yeah. Nixie tube display. It had eight tubes, but it had a button to show the rest of it. It actually did everything as 16 digits out. And the buttons were, each button on the keyboard was a reed switch standing on end. And the physical buttons had a little ring magnet on them that slid down. It was sweet. And it was more than 4 functions. Roots. Yeah, it was 4 functions plus square root. And I think inversion. And I have no idea where that thing went. Wish I did.
Was it Nixie's or vacuum for
it? It was Nixie's.
Okay, I gotta go pick my wife up.
Yeah. Hopefully she's not that heavy.
No. Concerned because I'm having the same thought. That's not a good sign for you.
I thought it as well.
Mental instability.
Yeah. You got to go for the low hanging fruit, the easy goes.
Me, I was thinking more of rain being an issue.
I was just picturing, ow.
Take care,
folks. So long. Oh, wait. Next meeting is not here. It's in Loveland at the library there. Yes. Right on the main drag, there's a
big long shop. Yeah, I know there's one there.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Sorry, I meant to mention that earlier. Got sidetracked.
You'll have to remember to send out the
email. It's on the site already. Sorry, nothing else is.
Are we moving there permanently or just
one time? No, just that one time because somebody else is here and had gotten it a long time ago.
Where's that finding place to come?
No idea.
Hmm?
I was trying to visualize a calendar and where the fourth Saturday is at relative to Thanksgiving.
I don't know. But since it's November, it's the third Saturday.
So it'll be the 18th and
I thought it was always the 4th. Okay.
And Thanksgiving is the 23rd, so it's the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's the 18th.
I was just trying to figure out why somebody would reserve this room that far in advance. That's all.
Because they wanted to.
Well,
yeah, I tried to. Failed. It happens.
Oh, it's just, it intrigues me when somebody plays that far in advance. Been playing and everything else long before we made the trip. And that was my argument. Some of the companies work with me. If I can come along with this, when can I put in my time for vacation? Well, you gotta wait till, really? What happens if it's January and you're telling me I can't put it in until January? I already know that it's
gonna
have 2 years without. Really? Okay.
They went to that point. I'm sure sales.
I'm sorry.
My wife took kids to Disney. She was tempted.
No. Well, theirs was more of like Grand Cayman Islands, is what they were looking at. And then for the exchange of their own wealth and your stuff in the States. They didn't do Disney.
The lady was very persuasive. No, I locked myself in the second. I got it perfectly.
Yeah. Well, they chose more than one of my patents.
Yeah. When we were utterly cheap about stuff like that, it was funny to sit through one of those meetings.
For the suitcase.
I don't remember what we got.
It was something.
Hmm?
Yeah.
When we went to the timeshare meeting and they were trying to sell us one of those, and the only travel we did was when you were doing travel for work and we would just hop along. So the company was paying for transportation, the company was paying for lodging. Well, we can save you on your vacation. Oh, tell me how. What do you normally spend? Well,
$30.
Yeah.
Just food for a family of six, you know. It's like, oh, well, your lodging covered by the company. Covered by the company.
Yeah, that was the one nice thing about Miami Systems. They did all the printing for Marriott. So basically anybody with went in and said they were with Miami Systems, got a free room anyway. At one point, I had made reservations at a hotel in Florida. And it was at a Marriott, not Marriott, something by Marriott. Courtyard. Oh. Courtyard. And I went to St. Augustine to the Courtyard by Marriott, which is stunning. White marble, glorious.
we don't have a reservation here. And I'm like, here's my number. I'm doing this. I called a week ago. And I had one for the one that was 30 miles inland. This one was on the shore and like 400 feet from the carousel. They gave us a room.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the company had to actually pay on that one.
So was this just a mistake of location on your mm-hmm. part?
Okay. Yeah.
I was just curious.
Yeah. Okay, so... Yeah, I tried following this and it doesn't seem to be doing what I expected. So, whatever. Does anyone want this thing or do I have to lug it back home?
I sort of like it.
What are we asking for?
I paid nothing for it. It was on a cart being taken out to a dumpster.
So you've got invested time.
And my invested time is this.
Yeah.
So.
So in other words, I sleep. Do you remember that commercial?
Oh, I will give this.
Rice Krispies, yeah.
And I've been using that line for years with the kids, especially if it's something really easy to make. After a while, anytime one of the boys would
wireless cord mouse or not on the cart that was going there.
No, I don't know that it had one. I don't know that it had one.
I don't necessarily
know
that. Here is the one detractor for it. You can't have this cord. It's a Mickey Mouse cord, and when I picked this thing up on the off of the cart, I didn't look at it. I just grabbed another cord. So I grabbed an IEC, which doesn't fit in this. So this is off of my little Dell.
You're not
on my little Dell.
Yeah.
So that is.
So it means I need to go cough up a Mickey Mouse cord or go to co-op and talk to Frank.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Easier to buy one.
Yeah, Amazon exists. Temu exists.
I have not bought anything off of Temu.
I did buy one thing off of Temu that was really cool. I have a Roku-based TV, and they have Roku remotes. And you know the way any of those things with streaming services, they have whoever paid them most on the remote. Well, they have one that had YouTube on the remote. They had one that had Voodoo on the remote. I was like, oh, sweet, yeah. I'll pay $4 for a remote with the channels I use the most. Mm-hmm. Instead of streaming services that cost virgin, because like if you buy some videos out of the junk bin at Walmart, yes, you have the physical media copy, but if it says on the thing, includes Voodoo, so I just use the number in the box, that's my account. And if I log into Voodoo, purchases are in that.
Oh, interesting. So the physical CD is a token.
Yeah. But I mean, I can put it in.